this is the total number of PhDs earned in the United States in Towson. So you can see that in 2009-10, that's the latest 3 year for which we have data, there were about almost 160,000 PhDs earned in the United States. This is the breakdown. I'm not sure you can see it, but between non-resident and aliens, American Indian is so small you can't see it, Asian, and then Hispanic, and purple, black, here, green, and white. If you expand the American Indian, Hispanic, and black, so this is just an expansion of these three categories here, you get this trend, and the percentage at the top, the percentage of underrepresented minority PhDs as a proportion of the total. You can see that the absolute numbers are increasing and the proportions are also increasing over a 10-year period, going from about 10% to a little bit over 12%. And it's about split even between Hispanic and African American. So you have about 18,000 or so PhDs earned by underrepresented faculty members, and that's largely a pool of recruitment at the faculty level.
My guess is that that bottom left chart is showing you that we're educating more people who we won't allow to work in the United States than we are educating African Americans and Hispanics who could work in the United States with a PhD. I think that's what that chart shows you. If you want an example of very bad policy.
The point I wanted to make about this slide as well is that when you take that figure of about 12%, it pretty much corresponds to the proportion of underrepresented minority faculty we have at the University of Illinois. I told you it's between 10 and 11%. So basically, we are doing, considering the size of the pool, we are doing okay. Our proportion of faculty members is about the same as the proportion of underrepresented minority PhD earners. Okay, we could do a little bit. We're doing a little worse. We could do a little bit better. But we're not completely out of line. Now, on the other hand, when you start looking at what's called STEM field, which is science, technology, engineering, and the mathematics, the situation is quite different, and these are the fields on which the federal government is putting a lot of emphasis. They're critical for the competitiveness of the country. And again, a lot of numbers here, you can see, for example, if you look at the STEM degrees, there is about almost 24,000 degrees in STEM, and black PhDs make only 2.4% of that total, and Hispanic only 3% of that total, while white doctoral degree earners make up almost half of that total. So these are much smaller percentages than for the overall PhD population. So there is few PhDs for minorities, period, but many fewer PhDs in the STEM fields, which are seen often as critically competitive fields. I draw your attention also on the absolute numbers. When you add up these three numbers, black, Hispanic, American Indians, you end up something like 1,300 PhDs. So that's the pool of PhDs every year in the STEM fields, period. That's the pool from which literally hundreds of universities are recruiting or trying to recruit minority faculty in those science, technology, engineering, and mathematics fields. If you zoom in, I don't have this data here, but I have it available. If you zoom into a field like engineering, I believe there's fewer than 200 black PhDs in engineering each year. Fewer than 200. There's more than 300 engineering schools in this country. So it means they can't even recruit one per year on average. That's a really critical problem. And if you look at the proportion of PhDs earned by underrepresented minority students in STEM fields, that accounts for less than 1% of all PhDs in the United States. So that's really the situation. Again, is not good overall in terms of PhDs earned for minority students, because these proportions are followers under